Bíomh cóirte ismise Joe Bollard. Tá fáilte roiad go dtí ar clá Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bollard and I want to welcome you to our programme Sounds Irish, a programme of songs, ballads and stories and all things Irish. A programme I hope you'll find enjoyable, interesting, entertaining and maybe even informative. So come on, spend some time with me and sample some Sounds Irish. Eva Cordia, Thau Fáilte Roth, Good Air Clare Sounds Irish. Hello, friends, and welcome to another edition of our programme Sounds Irish. I'm Joe Waller, and I hope you can stay with me for the remainder of the programme. And I hope you're going to enjoy it too, because this week's programme, before I get into it properly, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme and you can't contact me while I'm on air. But of course, you can contact me at any time. Email address, everton274@sky.com. everton274@sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, or a question to ask about Ireland. A bit excited about this week's programme. You'll have to forgive me because I've had such fun putting it together, because what I've decided to do is that we're going to play some favourites on this week's programme. Tracks that we've heard quite often on the programme and some that we haven't heard for some time either. When I was growing up as a young child, I mean a very young child, in Dublin, I was about 4 at the time, and we used to play a lot of street children's games. And this was one game that we played, and we used to sing this song. We used to go round in a ring and sing the song and tell the story of the old woman who lived in the woods, and she had a baby and she did nasty things to the baby, and well, she was caught and she was hung, and we used to do all the actions to the song. And this is a very young sounding Dubliners. They must have recorded this way back when, and it's entitled Wheelia, Wheelia, Wheelia. Now, they mention about on the banks of the River Salia. I don't know where that is. I haven't got a clue. But it's a children's game.
There was an old woman and she lived in the wood.
Wheelia, Wheelia, Wheelia.
There was an old woman and she lived in the wood.
Down by the River Salia.
She had a baby 3 months old.
Wheelia, wheelia, wheelia.
She had a baby 3 months old.
Down by the River Salia.
She had a penknife long and sharp.
Wheelia, wheelia, wheelia.
She had a penknife long and sharp.
Down by the River Salia.
She stuck the penknife in the baby's heart.
Wheelia, wheelia, wheelia.
Stuck the penknife in the baby's heart.
Down by the River Salia.
There were 3 lowin' knocks coming knocking on the door.
Wheelia, wheelia, wheelia.
3 lowin' knocks coming knocking on the door.
Down by the River Salia.
There were 2 policemen and a man.
Wheelia, wheelia, wheelia.
2 policemen and a man.
Down by the River Salia.
They took her away and they put her into jail.
Wheelia, wheelia, wheelia.
They took her away and they put her into jail.
Down by the River Salia.
They put the rope around her neck.
Wheelia, wheelia, wheelia.
They put the rope around her neck.
Down by the River Salia.
They pulled the rope and she got hung.
Wheelia, wheelia, wheelia.
Pulled the rope and she got hung.
Down by the River Salia.
Well, that was the end of the woman in the wood.
Wheelia, wheelia, wheelia.
And that was the end of the baby too. Down by the River Salia.
Now, The last time I played that particular song, one of my listeners wrote to me and said, well, she wasn't too enamoured with it because it was a cruelty to children and all. Well, I suppose in those days that was that's what happened, and it was a children's game. So, Mary, I hope you didn't mind me playing that. And I hope Marie enjoyed it. And I know my sister Sue, who might be listening, that would have taken her back to yesteryear. In fact, many yesteryears. Now, this next song we had recently by Danny Doyle. We might be hearing Danny Doyle later on in the programme. But in the meantime, this is not an Irish song. I do believe it's a Merseyside song from Liverpool way back in the early part of the last century, telling about a street performer who had his puppets going, yes, you've guessed it, Whiskey on a Sunday. This is the Patsy Whatcorn version of it.
Come day, go day, wishing me heart it was Sunday, drinking buttermilk all the week, whiskey on a Sunday. He sits on the corner of Beggar's Bush, astride of an old packing case, and the dolls on the end of the plank were dancing as he crooned with a smile on his face. Come day, go day, wishing me heart it was Sunday, drinking buttermilk all the week, whiskey on a Sunday. His tired old hands hold a wooden beam, and the puppets, they dance to Bandel. A far better show than you ever did see in the fanciest theatre in town. Come day, go day, it was Sunday, drinking buttermilk all the week, whiskey on a Sunday. But in 1902, old Seth Davy time, his song, it was heard no more. The three dancing dolls in the dustbin were thrown, and the plank went to mend the back door. Come day, go day, wishing me heart it was Sunday, drinking buttermilk all the week, whiskey on a Sunday. But on some stormy night, if you're passing that way, with the wind blowing up from the sea, you can still hear the sound of old Seth Davy as he croons to his dancing doll's tree. Come day, go day, wishing me heart it was Sunday, drinking buttermilk all the week, whiskey on a Sunday. Come day, go day, wishing me heart it was Sunday, drinking buttermilk all the week, whiskey on a Sunday.
Patsy Whatcorn's version of Whiskey on a Sunday. And I don't know about you, but to me, listening to that, I got it from an album, but it sounded as though it was lifted straight off a cassette. Maybe I'm just being a wee bit critical. Now we go back, way back, well, to the 1960s, when I was playing in a local establishment, shall we put it that way, a local venue, and I was playing electronic organ. I was doing very well. It was a very good gig, and I had it for about 7 years. They decided at one stage to introduce cabaret to the proceedings some nights of the week, on one of the quiet nights. I think it was Tuesday night they used to have the cabaret. And I had the, well, the good fortune in my case to look after the booking of the cabaret acts and being responsible for them. And as a result of which, I met lots of ballad groups, because ballads were big at the time here in Ireland. And every pub and even every little shed had its own ballad group night. And this particular group, Emmett Spiceland, were always a favourite of mine. And wherever they went, people flocked to hear them. And as a result, they visited the venue that I played in on more than one occasion, had the good fortune to chat with them and learn more about them. Here, their big hit, Mary from Dunglow.
Oh, then fare thee well, sweet Donegal, the Rosses and we thaw. I'm crossing the main ocean where the foaming billows roar. It breaks my heart from you to part, where I spend many happy days. Farewell to kind relations, I am bound for America. Oh, then Mary, you're my heart's delight, my pride and only care. It was your cruel fault. But absence makes the heart grow fond, and when I am over the main, may the Lord protect my darling girl till I return again. Seated on the grass, and by my side a bottle of wine, and on my knee a lass.
You know, some months ago, I did say that on one particular program, we might feature a whole program of ballad groups. Well, so far, we're heading that way. We've had quite a few ballad groups on the program. But here's yet another one. And these are the people who started it all. Well, I think so anyway. Way back in the, it might have been the late 50s, I must check up on it, but certainly the early 60s, group of lads in America got themselves together to play and sing Irish songs. Now, not all Irish songs. They do sing some material that isn't Irish, but whatever they did, they got everybody interested in Irish ballads. Now, I'm just wondering if that was a sort of a spin-off from the American folk scene. But we won't get into that now, because here's a song sung for us. I speak, of course, of the Clancy Brothers. And here's their version of the town of Ballybay, which is in County Monaghan. And believe you me, there aren't many songs about County Monaghan, as I know to my cost when trying to put together our musical tour of Ireland. I omitted County Monaghan, Do you remember? And I was taken to task. Nevertheless, bit of fun from the Clancy brothers of this young lady. And, well, she was rather odd, inasmuch as she had a wooden leg and she made a fiddle of it. And then she used a drop of the hard stuff. And then she had all sorts. Listen, I let them tell you about it.
Whippy ring a ding a dong, ring a ding a daddy, oh, ring a ding a dong. All right, put the daddy in the town of Valley Bay, there was a lassie dwelling. I knew her very well, and the story's worth the telling. Her father kept a still, and he was a good distiller, but when she took to the drink, what the devil wouldn't fill her with me, ring a ding a dong, ring a ding a daddy, oh, ring a ding a dong. All right, put the daddy on. And she had a wooden leg that was hollowed down the middle. She used to tie a string on it and play it like a fiddle. She fiddled in the hall, she fiddled in the alleyway. She didn't give a damn, she had the fiddle anyway. Ring-a-ding-a-dong, ring-a-ding-a-daddy-o, ring-a-ding-a-dong. All right, put the daddy-o. And she said she couldn't dance unless she had her wellie on. But when she had it on, she could dance as well as anyone. She wouldn't go to bed unless she had her shimmy on. But when she had it on, she would go as quick as anyone. A ring-a-ding-a-dong, a ring-a-ding-a-daddy-o, a ring-a-ding-a-dong. Right, put daddy-o. She had lovers by the score, every Tom and Dick and Harry. She was good night and day, but still she wouldn't marry. And then she fell in love with the fella with the stammer. When he tried to run away, she hit him with the hammer. With me, ring-a-ding-a-dong, ring-a-ding-a-daddy-o, ring-a-ding-a-dong. Right, pump a daddy-o. She had children up the stairs, she had children in the byre, and another 10 or 12 sitting roaring by the fire. She fed them on potatoes and on soup she made with nettles, and on lumps of hairy bacon that she boiled up in the kettle. With me, ring-a-ding-a-dong, ring-a-ding-a-daddy-o, ring-a-ding-a-dong, right, pump the daddy-o. She led a sheltered life, ate and porridge and like pudding, and she terrorised her man until he died right sudden. And when the husband died, she was feeling very sorry. She rolled him in the bag and she threw him in the quarry. With me, ring-a-ding-a-dong, ring-a-ding-a-daddy-o, ring-a-ding-a-dong, all right, pump the daddy-o.
Some nice whistle playing on that, was there not? It was all live, and the Clancy brothers with Tommy Makem and the town of Ballybay. Now, I mentioned ballad groups, and I do like a good ballad group, but I have to hold up my hand here and be honest with you and say I was never a great fan of Davy Arthur and the Furies, but I do have to give credit where credit's due. They are genuine folk. I mean, there's a lot of music. Well, it's described as folk, and it's no more folk than The Man in the Moon. But the Furies, well, I've always, they may not be the world's greatest singers, but folk music really is about telling story. It's the music of the people. And you don't have to be a first-class operatic singer. You have to just get your message across. And this is what Davy Arthur and the Furies do here, with their typical Irish, Dublin-y sort of accent, and their lovely sentiments in this song. And this is one of the songs I like. There's about 5 or 6 songs that I like them doing. And this is their version of I Will Love You All the Time.
Every time I hear a sweet bird singing, I think of you and die, my love. Think of you and die. And when I hear the evening bells ringing, I hang my head and cry, my love, hang my head and cry. I will love you, I will love you when we are gone. I will love you, I will love you when we are gone. soft voice humming. My heart jumps in my breast, my love, my heart jumps in my breast. And until I hear your footsteps coming, my heart can no rest, my love, my heart can no rest. I will love you, I will love you when we are gone. I will love you, will love you when we are gone. I will love you when we are gone.
On the programme, when we were playing the Whiskey on a Sunday track, I mentioned that it had been a big hit for Danny Doyle. Now, I've always been a big Danny Doyle fan, as you regular listeners will know. I want to play for you now his version of Step It Out, Mary. This is the story of the man who wanted to marry his daughter off to the rich man because, well, it was they were everybody, I suppose, in that particular village of Kildorny, they were all very, very poor. And this was the father's way of getting his daughter into a good life, to marry the rich countryman. But before he did that, he had to demonstrate what his daughter could do. And she could dance. And he's telling her, step it out, Mary. Show your legs to the countryman. Here's Danny Doyle.
In the village of Kildorey, there's a maiden young and fair. For her eyes they shone like diamonds, she had long and golden hair. When the countryman came riding, he came to the father's gate. Mounted on a milk-white stallion, he came at the stroke of eight. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, step it out, Mary, if you can. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, show your legs to the country man. Show your legs to the country man. I have come to court your daughter, Mary of the golden hair. I have wealth and I have money, I have goods beyond compare. I will buy her silks and satins and a gold ring for her hand. I will build for her a mansion, she'll have servants to command. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, step it out, Mary, if you can. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, show your legs to the country man. Show your legs to the country man. But kind sir, I love a soldier, I have pledged to him my hand. I don't want your house nor money, I don't want your goods nor land. Mary's father spoke up sharply, you'll do as you are told. You'll be married on the Sunday, you'll wear the ring of gold. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, step it out, Mary, if you can. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, show your legs to the country man. Show your legs to the country man. In the village of Kildorey, there's a deep stream running by. They found Mary there at midnight, she drowned with her soldier boy. In the cottage there is music, you can hear the father say, step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, Sunday is your wedding day. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, step it out, Mary, if you can. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, show your legs to the country man, show your legs to the country man.
A sad little ballad there from Danny Doyle, and Step It Out, Mary. She didn't want to marry the rich man. She was in love with her own lover. Now, we're getting away from the groups again now, because this time it's Johnny McAvoy. I play Johnny McAvoy on most Sounds Irish programmes. You're bound to hear one of his tracks, well, almost every week. And this is one that, when I played the last time, one of my listeners in Canada was very impressed with it and said, if you ever get the chance to play it again, would you do that? It's Johnny McAvoy and his interpretation of the St. Anne's Reel. You know what? I love the way all the lyrics of this fit together.
He was stranded on some tiny town on Fair Prince Edward Island, waiting for a ship to come and find him. A one-horse place, a friendly face, some coffee and the tiny trace, a fiddling in the distance far behind him. Dime across the counter then, a shy hello, a brand new friend, a walk along the street in the wintry weather. A yellow light, an open door, a welcome friend, there's room for more, and then they're standing there inside together. He said, I heard that tune before somewhere, but I can't remember when. Was it on some other friendly shore? Did I hear it on the wind? Was it written on the sky above? I think I heard it from someone I love, but I never heard it sound so sweet since then. Now his feet begin to tap. The little boy says, I'll take your hat. He's caught up in the magic of her smile. And leaps the heart inside him when and off across the floor he sent his clumsy body graceful as a child. He said, there's magic in the fiddler's arms, there's magic in this town, there's magic in the dancer's feet and the way they put them down. Smiling people everywhere, boots and ribbons, locks of hair, laughter in old blue suits and Easter gowns. Now the sailor's gone, the room is bare, the old piano's sitting there, someone's hat's left hanging on the rack. Some empty chairs, a wooden floor that feel the touch of shoes no more, waiting for the dancers to come back. And the fiddle's in the closet of some daughter of the town, the strings are broken, the bow is gone, and the cover's buttoned down. But sometimes on December nights, when the air is cold and the wind is right, there's a melody that passes through this town. Woo!
This next ballad is a typical Dublin ballad. It's sung for us by Sweeney's Men, and it tells the story of, wait for it, Waxy's Dargle. Now, Waxy's Dargle was a fair that used to, or market that used to take place, I think, in and around the Sandy Mound area of Dublin, or Ring's End, around that particular area once a year. And these lads are saying, well, the opening line, for instance, needs some explanation. Says my owl one to your owl one, says my wife to your wife, right? And there are various references, typically Dublin, and even the very way that Sweeney's Men present this, they present it as a sort of, with a real Dublin feeling to it. And there's one line that says, we might get a drink for nothing. Nothing is, well, their version of saying, we might get a drink for nothing. But leave it to Sweeney's Men and Waxy's Dargle.
Says my owl one to your owl one, will you come to the Waxy's Dargle? To the your owl one to my owl one, sure I haven't got a farthing. I went down to Monto Town and I asked John Kilmacarl, but he wouldn't lend me the half a crown to go to the Waxy's Dargle.
What do you have?
Will you have a pint?
Yes, I'll have a pint with you, sir.
And if one of you doesn't order soon, we'll be thrown out of the boozer. Your owl one, will you come to the Galway races? Said your owl one to my owl one, with the price of my owl lad's braces. I went down to Capel Street to the Jew man money lender, but they wouldn't give me a couple of bob on my owl lad red suspenders.
What do you have?
Will you have a pint? I'll have a pint with you, sir. If one of you doesn't order soon, we'll be thrown out of the boozer. Nor mutton, but if we go down to Monto Town, we might get a drink for nothing. Here's a nice piece of advice I got from an old fishmonger. When food is scarce and you see the hearse, you'll know you died of hunger.
What do you have?
Will you have a pint? I'll have a pint with you, sir. And if one of you doesn't order soon, we'll be thrown out of the boozer.
You come to the Waxy's Dargle, to the your owl one, to my owl one, sure I haven't got a farthing. I went down to Monto Town and I asked John Kilmacarl, but he wouldn't give me a half a crown to go to the Waxy's Dargle.
What do you have?
Will you have a pint? I'll have a pint with you, sir. And if one of you doesn't order soon, we'll be thrown out of the boozer.
Now, I left that little bit in at the end, the little tail piece, because it was a sort of a sound picture of a Dublin pub. And there's a lovely line in that, if you listen carefully, he says, I knew your father well. That's a regular saying in Dublin, that Sweeney's Men and Waxy's Dargle. Now, this was a song that I played on the very first Sounds Irish way back in the day. It's Jim McCann's version of a song that, well, I really don't think my mother would approve of, right? It's called Easy and Slow. Now, there is a line, it says, "My arms were around her way down in the park." That's the Phoenix Park in Dublin, which is a huge park where people go and visit, do things that people do in parks, right? Here's Jim McCann, and I love the arrangement of this. Easy and Slow.
Twas down by Christchurch that I first met with Annie, a gentle young maiden and not a bit shy. She told me her daddy, who came from Dungannon, would take her back home in the sweet by and by. And what's it to any man, whether or no, whether I'm easy or whether I'm true? As she lifted her petticoat, easy and slow, and I tied up me sleeve for to buckle her shoe. If ever you go to the town of Dungannon, you may search till your eyes, they are empty and blind. Be you walking or running, or sitting or standing, a girl like Annie you never will find. What's it to any man, whether or no, whether I'm easy or whether she lifted her petticoat, easy and slow, and I tied up me sleeve for to buckle her shoe. Down along Thomas Street, down to the Liffey, the sunshine gone, the evening grew dark. Along by Kingsbridge, and be God, in a jiffy, me arms were around her, beyond in the park. What's it to any man, whether or no, whether I'm easy or whether I'm true? As I lifted her petticoat, easy and slow, and I tied up my sleeve for to buckle her shoe.